Ready, set, go!
This is the Checkpoint Radio Podcast. Tune into our weekly radio show. For more information, go to checkpointradio.com. Here are your hosts, Nate Bender, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan.
Checkpoint reached.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to the Checkpoint Radio Podcast from Westwood One. Exclusive, extended, and uncensored conversations from the nationally syndicated crew of the Checkpoint Radio Show. My name's Dave Bender. So glad to have you along. I am, of course, joined by the Checkpoint Radio crew, Robbie Landis.
Personal introduction.
Norris Howard.
Sleep.
And over at the Checkpoint News Desk, Joe Sloan.
Jet lag.
Yeah. I don't know that you can get jet lagged off of 3 hours.
You need more than that to be jet lagged.
And 24 hours. Like, we were,
I feel
out
like it was more of a point that I was trying to illustrate rather than an actual concept.
Anyway, so obviously we are already back from Las Vegas. We were out in the Luxor for the opening of the Allied Esports Arena, doing a special show from the Allied Esports Arena.
That was a less than 48-hour turnaround.
It was, yeah. And so
we need to not do that again. We need to try to give ourselves, I think, a bit more time next time.
I think what was weird for me is because, you know, when we first talked about it, it's like, oh, nice quick turnaround. That's cool. You know, we just get in, we get out, we do our thing. I actually found myself like that night being like, I'm not ready to go home yet. I actually want to stay a little longer.
It would have been different if we'd have gone out on like the Wednesday morning, but like by the time we got to the hotel on Wednesday, it was like 11 p.m.
Yeah.
So like that day was nothing.
It was short notice though too.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah. I would have really liked to be able to stick around to check out the couple of days of Smash that they've got going on. Sure. However, that was not in the cards for us, but we did get to go out for the ribbon cutting ceremony. It was more like a plugging in.
Yeah.
Ceremony.
And literally, they got these two huge, like, paper mache and duct tape looking, like, extension cord plugs.
Yep.
And, they just got everyone together and plugged them in.
I'm glad they made it to, like, the orange Home Depot one, too. And it wasn't, like, you know,
we have that very extension cord in this studio.
Everybody does.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But this week for the podcast, first of all, a couple of things that I wanted to get out of the way. If you didn't hear our special presentation from out at the Luxor in Vegas for the opening of the Allied Esports Arena, that means that this week you heard our generic show that we had sent out. Mm-hmm. It had a couple of refreshed segments in there. The news was fresh. The hot topic was fresh. But everything else was from past shows. So if that was the show that you heard on Checkpoint Radio this week,
then you listen on Thursdays.
Then you know what? You can head on over to our website over at checkpointradio.com on Tuesday, because we'll be uploading this special episode that we had out from the Allied Esports Arena.
Yeah, you can also check out the Twitch stream.
That is true.
It is a live extended, very extended Twitch
stream.
Very
extended.
But it is there. You could check it out. It was a blast to actually to do that as well. So you could check that out.
And shout out to everyone who was watching live for that. I know that we had some technical problems. We were trying to, you know, we're not streamers. Our primary priority when we do something like this is to get good sound. And, you know, this was the first time that we've actually tried, you know, like having a
live streaming
stream
element as we do a live show.
Exactly.
On location.
And the big difference is on location.
Mm-hmm.
What did you guys think about that? I thought it actually went remarkably well for just kind of putting it together.
I feel like once we got the first initial hiccups out of the way, the second half of the show specifically, I think, went very well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Basically, once we all were like, instead of sitting in a row, let's sit in a grouping of four.
Yes.
Then the show went smoothly after we could hear each other.
And I do have to apologize. I should have brought our headphone amplifier out, but I didn't. I didn't think that we would need it. We hadn't needed it at
E3. Yeah, it was easy at E3.
We didn't need it at FanFest. So
we didn't know they'd be blaring music at us.
But not just that, it's just the difference, because at E3, we're all pretty much on foot no, we're not centralized.
That's
at
true
E3.
Too.
We were
That's
all true too. Over the place, and so we probably wouldn't have used it even if we brought it. But if we know we're kind of going to be in one space, I think
right.
yeah, it works better to bring it.
Yeah. So this was really a great trip, and the first thing I want to do is I want to thank everyone out at the Luxor and at the Allied Esports Arena. They treated us so well.
Yeah, they did.
They treated us so well.
Yeah, especially shout out to Judd Hannigan who worked out. Man, we spoke to him. Was it last year? Or almost?
Yeah, it was
almost a year ago.
Almost a year ago, exactly. And you know, of course, you get the usual like, "Oh man, we'll have to have you guys out here for when it happens." And, you know, that's
you hear that all the time.
It's a common courtesy thing to say.
Yeah,
exactly.
And for the offer to actually be extended to us,
for it to be real,
for it to be real, and not just to be real for us to be invited out, but to be a part of those opening festivities, it was absolutely amazing. So I want to make sure that we give a special shout out to Judd for that.
And
so
yes, it's worth noting we weren't, you know, just there as anybody. I mean, we had VIP access.
We were in the VIP.
Yep. Yeah. We got to talk to Leon of the European division and Tyler,
the new CEO
of the actual arena itself,
of the esports arena itself. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that was a great conversation. I really enjoyed talking to Tyler because it really drove home the fact that, you know, all of the esports stuff that we're into and that we hear about all the time, that this is just dudes who really loved the same stuff as us growing up.
Gamers.
Yeah, and really like bringing it into its own.
I mean, it's no different than what you saw what happened with football, basketball, and baseball. It essentially starts out as a bunch of college bros who sat back and had a passion or love for the game or games.
Right.
And said, man, let's make an industry out of this. We could not just make money, but we can share our passion of this sport or this game with everyone, and you're really beginning to see esports become that for the 21st century.
Well, that's the thing. There's really two groupings of people that we get to interview. We get to talk to people who didn't come up through video games and esports, but they've begun to learn it as part of what they do. They're discovering that passion as they go along. And then there's people like we got to talk to like out there where, you know, these guys grew up gamers. They were LAN party enthusiasts. Like these, like literally are people.
Yeah.
Like, and that is always really fun when you get to like start relating to people just like, oh, we're both gamers first and foremost.
Facade starts to fall away too, you know, because when you first meet people, you're very professional and you want to just put out the best, you know, representation of the brand.
Right.
XYZ. And when it's people who kind of grew up in the culture, that begins to fall away real fast and you just kind of geek out.
That's so true, because like, yeah, as that interview went on, he got less corporate and we got less like professional broadcaster.
And it just became a group of gamers talking about how cool this thing is.
And as from a consumer standpoint too, to me, that's a stronger sort of brand message than let me put corporate president in front of you and tell you what this is all about.
Absolutely.
Yeah, 100%. I thought that worked out very well. And the thing is, this is super cool when you can have those types of conversations, especially live on air, because I think that's what engages the listeners as well, Robbie, as you were saying.
Yep.
And I think that's better putting forward to get somebody who hasn't heard the show, even from a marketing standpoint as well, to be like, whoa, they took this guy who was a CEO and got him to just lose all of that corporate jargon.
He ain't just a suit.
And not become a suit anymore. Well, Tyler didn't have on a suit. Well, he had on
a Mighty Ducks jersey.
Mighty Ducks t-shirt.
And a sport coat.
Yeah.
But
close enough.
But, you know, to kind of lose that air of somebody who's an executive and become, you know, a fan. And that's
that
really,
passion.
Really hard to do, you know, unless they're like Mark Cuban, who's just lit all the time.
No, I definitely agree. Let's talk about the actual facility here for a second, because we got a full tour of what is exactly on the facility. I am stunned by what the Luxor and Allied and Esports Arena has been able to put together there.
Yeah, it was, I think, when we first, and I wasn't with you guys, I came a little bit late, but when I first walked in.
Fashionably so.
Yes, of course. But when you first walk in and you kind of, you don't know what to expect, and you walk in and you see the controller chandelier.
Oh,
With the LED screens around it.
Right. Now, someone may be a little bit confused hearing that, thinking that it's a chandelier shaped like a controller.
No, it's literally
a chandelier made out of old controllers.
Everything from an NES pad. I don't know if I saw an Atari pad on there.
I don't think I did
anywhere.
Either. But no. it was D-pads.
Yeah, D-pads. There was an N64, like anything else you could think of.
And there's two levels to that room, too, where if you're walking in, it's sort of like an atrium from down below.
Exactly, yeah.
And it's got an LED
circular screen.
Yep, exactly. But then you can go up and view it from a top-down perspective as well.
And also, go ahead.
Yeah, also in that area, too, they had all different types of games like that you could set up to play. There was the classics. Yeah, there was a Super Mario World, I think, was on there.
Halo, OG Halo.
I went head-to-head with some guy on OG Halo multiplayer with the original Xbox controller.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what was weird is how quickly... I fell right back into that controller. Wait a minute.
The second one or the Duke?
No,
the big fat one.
The original huge one. They had the big one. And like immediately I got on, like I swapped over a pistol, 2x zoom, 3 headshots, the guy's down. I'm like, man, I could still play Halo competitively. Let's do this.
Competitively?
Halo 1, maybe. Yeah. I played a lot of that game.
But yeah, so, I mean, that's just as you're walking in.
Yeah.
And I mean, they've got a kind of lobby area, too, where they were holding the plugging in ceremony.
Yep. Had a pretty cool stage in there, as well as a couple more streaming bays I saw.
A few. It looked like there were public streaming bays so that someone who was walking by the opening could see somebody playing and streaming as they're sitting.
And here's the thing. So the way it's set up is that it used to be in the old nightclub area of the
LAX.
Yeah, the LAX nightclub. So if you're in the casino area of the Luxor and you're just walking past, you can almost see all the way into the arena if the doors are open.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so walking past, you see that public streaming area. You see kind of like their stand-up broadcast area. And that's where they held all the people waiting to get in
for the
opening night. And it was weird seeing people, because I had to leave out to get coffee. I was very tired. But you saw people walking past going, what is that?
Yeah.
And I remember one guy goes, oh, it's an esports arena. And one dude goes, what? That's kind of cool.
And what still gets me about this, too, is it's not just an esports arena. Like when you put it that way, you just think, okay, that's where they put on these professional events. But you can go there to just play games. You know, like we said, down those like little bays where they have computers set up, where they have different consoles and stuff set up.
Yeah. We asked Tyler about that. Yeah. What happens on nights where there's no tournament play? And he's like, you just come out and hang out.
And beyond even that, too, you know, in the very back, you have like all these little private rooms and these bays set up that he's like, you know, if you want to like come and like have a party, or you know, maybe you need a bachelor party in Vegas, but you don't want to do the usual bachelor party. Everyone just get wasted and go to strip clubs type deal. You know, you're gamers and stuff. You just want to hang out and like game with your friends. You can do that there as well. It's it's more than an arena. It's just this huge variety of things that you can do here.
And those rooms upstairs were oh my god. They're in downstairs.
Did you see the fighting game mural?
I did.
That was in one of them. Robbie, you saw it?
I saw all those murals. They were amazing.
Each one has a specific mural.
Oh, nice.
And then
there's
one,
an Overwatch one, a League of Legends one, and an FGC one.
Yep. Wow. Yep. That's really cool.
It was really dope.
But I mean, like, you know, they have very nice couches and chairs put in there. It looks very comfortable. It's very cool. And then downstairs, those bays look much more for like teams.
Yeah,
right?
Those are like where you probably might be during halftime or when you're practicing to get next.
Kind of your dugout sort of thing.
Like a dugout.
By the way, make sure you listen to the second hour of our show, if nothing else, because you'll have that interview with Tyler where he explains to us how those bays came about.
Yes.
And that story's hilarious.
It is. Boy, did they luck out with the space. I mean,
they
perfect.
It really does. They really have turned that space into something remarkable.
Yeah, and the thing that kind of blew my mind the most is I'm always a big ambiance and lighting and stuff like that. I really like it. And the thing is that it's lit in a way that it's never dark anywhere.
Yeah.
But everything is mooted So
yeah, it's a good way.
Yeah,
to put
when
it.
You walk in, you can see everyone's face, but you don't necessarily feel like you know you're standing in front of this huge, ginormous screen.
Yeah. I've never been much of like a nightclub type person. I've been to a few and whatnot. And, really? And you're right. Well, some of them.
Tell.
Shut up. But you're right, because I'd say that it has sort of a nightclub atmosphere, but it goes a little bit further because in a nightclub sometimes it gets a little bit too dark or you feel like it's a little bit too moody in there, but they really found just the perfect level for this.
Here's the important thing. We had our table set up, which was pretty much right in front of the main screen.
Yeah.
Yep. And it was still, you know, there was a low ceiling and it was dark, but when we were setting up, we didn't have to use like our phone flashlights very much.
Yeah,
didn't need any
true.
Other
no,
light sources.
Perfectly easy to see. I will say this. Higher ceilings would be nice.
Maybe Joe.
It's
you're
a little
mute.
Scary.
Okay, we can't build everything for you.
But here's the thing, man. Both me and Rick were in severe danger.
Stop
there.
Being freakishly tall.
Right.
Oh, I'll just stop being tall.
Learn to hunch.
I
he
hunch
already
a
does
lot.
Hunch.
All right. Well,
let's not, you know, give him more spinal damage.
Oh man! So that was my first time at the Luxor.
Oh really?
Yeah. At all? I've seen it. You know, I've driven past it, but I've never been inside. Interesting place, man.
You know,
it's a pyramid.
And it certainly is a pyramid.
Yes, it is. I don't know. It was crazy.
Well, I think one of the things that I really have a big appreciation for is you know, having to actually get to see actual competition up on the screen, and specifically.
Oh, and you know, but the thing is, you know who it is? It's Rick.
Oh, okay.
All right, I'm gonna take the call.
Okay,
you think
right,
I should take
the call? Yeah.
What's happening, Rick? How's it going?
Hey, good. I heard you got enough sleep on the plane, so.
No, I didn't. I didn't. If we were on a Spirit flight, why did you think that we would be getting any sleep? Hey, Rick, real quick though, just so you know, we're recording the podcast, and I have you on speakerphone, so you can say hi to the audience.
Hey, audience. Hey, and they don't know who I am, so we'll keep it that way.
All right, Rick. Is it all right can I give you a call back when we're done?
Yeah, absolutely. Got some great news for you. But you can't share it with the audience because it's top secret.
Oh, that's okay.
We're happy with
okay,
great news.
Okay, can you just tell us and we just know it?
No.
We'll find out soon.
Okay, fine.
We'll give you a call back in about 10 minutes, all right?
Okay.
All right, thanks, man.
Top secret.
You just want him to like bleep it all out, didn't you?
Yeah.
There is great news coming, apparently.
Nice. But as I was saying, specifically with Sonic Fox and Goichi's matchup, because I can appreciate what the FGC does.
Yeah.
But I've personally never been invested in watching FGC type stuff. Like okay, yeah, cool, but you know, I go back to doing something else. Being in the arena, I definitely now see the appeal. Like some people might just think, well, you're still just watching on a screen, but no. You don't understand.
No, it's different.
And you cannot even comprehend, because I was in your shoes. I promise you, I was in your shoes. You cannot comprehend the level of energy that is flowing through that place when you have all those people together watching something like that.
And here was the cool part about it. Like, that was later on in the evening, so quite a few people had already left.
Yeah. The main event didn't get underway till like 9 p.m. It
right.
was late.
Yeah.
If you'd imagine that if that event would have been put on when it was packed at 6:30, you know, 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There is no telling what type of energy would have been
the intro
place.
Videos that they did for Sonic Fox 2. We need more stuff like that.
It was really good.
Oh, that was so good. Like, I am instantly sold. Like, I am his biggest fan now.
Yeah, that definitely kindled a passion for some FGC stuff. I'm going to have to watch more of this. I'm looking forward to Evo now.
And here's the thing is that, you know, we always talk about narrative threads, you know, especially early on in the show. We always talked about, you know, narrative threads. Who's going to be your hero-villain dynamic? What's going to be your rivalries and all that type of stuff? And a player like Sonic Fox, and we instantly said when we were watching this, and I told these guys, I was like, it's really hard to not like this kid.
Yeah, it is.
And
not just because he's LGBT either.
Right. And by the time that video was over, I had three, even well, Kookie follows more FGC stuff than you guys. But it's three guys who had no context really for Sonic Fox and the FGC, and they were like, "So we're sold."
We were all hanging off over the banner, holding up our arms, trying to give our energy to Soundbox.
Yeah, that's right.
We all got into it.
Yeah. We were definitely spirit bombing them,
and not
sure.
just because we'd been drinking for 4 hours either. It may have helped.
No, but it's honestly, and that's, you know, I don't know who put that video together, whether it was the Esports Arena or whether it was like, you know,
I think it was Esports Arena, Echo Fox's people.
It could have been Echo Fox's people.
What? Well, it was specifically for, obviously, the Esports Arena, though. So it might have been. Yeah, because I remember they sort of toured the little area. They had them walking through.
You're right.
Yeah, that was in-house.
Yo, Ally, good on you, man, because that was great.
Whoever they've hired as a video editor is really good.
That was very good. Awesome.
Very good.
I mean, like, I could have saw that before a fight. Like on HBO or something, yeah. like before a pay-per-view or something.
Yeah.
And I'd have been like, this is legit.
Yeah, absolutely. Any final thoughts? I want to go back. I do too.
I can't wait to go. We will go back.
Oh yeah, we cannot wait.
It's very exciting. We are very exhausted right now.
If you are within driving distance of Las Vegas, I go. 5 stars out of 5. Highly encourage you go visit this place.
That Smash tournament there.
Ask to see the owners. Tell them Checkpoint Radio sent you.
Tell everybody Checkpoint Radio. Just arrive at Vegas and just go, Checkpoint Radio sent me. They'll know who you're talking about.
Oh man. Well, this was fun, man. I had a really good time. And I'm glad that, you know, everything ended up working out.
Oh yeah, we did it.
It was a good show.
Shift button broke?
Oh my god.
It's probably still broken.
He was very frustrated.
Yeah. I'm gonna continue to be frustrated. Because I actually use that for work on Monday. So that's an important editing tool.
Yeah.
You can't just rebind it.
But anyway, thanks for listening, everybody. Make sure you check out the Checkpoint Radio podcast wherever you get your podcast, whether that be, what is it, iTunes,
Spotify. Well, that's what they're listening to
right now. So they're already doing that. No, what you need to do is if you watch
our stream.
There you go. You can promote the stream.
I'm so tired, guys.
Twitch.tv/Checkpoint Radio. Also, make sure if you didn't hear the special episode from out at Allied Esports Arena, that gets uploaded to our Mixcloud account on Tuesdays.
Mixcloud.com/Checkpoint Radio.
Or if you forget Mixcloud, you can just find it over at CheckpointRadio.com. Again, that's uploaded every Tuesday.
If there's ever been an episode to listen to,
it's that one.
This one. Do it.
Yeah. This was definitely a special episode, and I really enjoyed going out there, having the chance to see our super producer Kooky. That's
ultra
always
producer.
Great. Yeah. Seriously,
we're increasing her rank again. Super to ultra.
Just not her pay.
We need to increase.
We can give her a 20% raise.
I'd love to give her a 20% raise. Let's do that. 20% of nothing is still nothing.
We're done. All right, we did it. Hey, it's the same thing we all make.
I know.
In fact, you know what? Raises all around.
Yes.
Whoa, except for Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin doesn't need a raise.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for checking out the Checkpoint Radio podcast. And again, remember, check out the Allied Esports episode over at Mixcloud.com/Checkpoint Radio. Thanks so much for joining us today. CheckpointRadio.com is where you can find out more info about the show, as well as full episodes on demand posted every Tuesday, interviews from past episodes, and much, much more. That's all over at CheckpointRadio.com. Stay up to date on all the latest by following us on social media. That's CheckPT Radio on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And if you like the show, consider dropping by our Apple Podcast feed and giving us a rating and a review. We'll be a little bit more regular next week. We'll go back to the iTunes review and the show review. But for this week, this is a special episode of Checkpoint Radio. Checkpoint Radio is a production of Westwood One. Our theme is provided by the band Weird At Last. Big thanks to our producers, Rick Scott, Kevin Graham, and Christine Corpus. For the Checkpoint Radio crew, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan, I'm Nate Bender. Keep listening.
You've been listening to the Checkpoint Radio podcast. Make sure you subscribe to iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Also, tune into our weekly radio show. For more information and the latest on esports and gaming, go to checkpointradio.com.